Hello, Winternet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. Thunder and Gloria. Is this Norway's Euphoria? Coming up in the show, Kaino are back, Laura is back, and the Eurovision Song Contest, back for good. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Ewan Spence here and the ESC Insight team bringing you all the news from the last 7 days of the Eurovision Song Contest and a very short list of words that rhyme with Gloria. Thanks for that, Kaino. More on Kaino in a moment. 7 days of the Eurovision Song Contest. We're heading into national final season. This Saturday night kicks off at least an 8-week run of streaming shows from different broadcasters around the continent and beyond to choose their songs for the Song Contest, whose grand final will be on Saturday, the 22nd of May. As we previously discussed, various scenarios, depending on the health of the world, are being considered, so we're not quite sure what form that song contest will take, but the EBU are adamant after last year's cancellation, the Eurovision Song Contest is back for good, so take that, you critics out there. We'll probably know more about the decisions later in February, but there has been comments from executive producer Tsitsi Bakker this week. Speaking to website NU.nl, he commented that he believed a full Ahoy Arena in Rotterdam for the 2021 contest seems far away. Now, to my ears, that suggests that we're not going to get a full audience in there. We might get a socially distant one, and I also think that there's a good chance that that will only be of people in the Rotterdam area. We won't have an international audience in there, but we'll see what scenarios progress as we get closer to the date of the contest. One thing of good note, though, is that the block booking of 3,000 hotel rooms has carried over. That's enough for all the delegations and the staff and is broadly similar to the number of hotel rooms that have been needed in previous years. And if you're looking for some really good news on the prep, you know that the postcards that sit in between the songs? The first postcard has been filmed. Eurovision's getting closer. Okay, so we don't have any national final results this week, but next week we're going to have a full card to go through. No entries have been changed that have been announced or anything. We don't have any extra information on internal selections that are actually confirming the full song and artist. So let's just run down country by country what's been happening in the last week, starting with Australia. And the best laid plans of the Australian broadcaster, like many broadcasters, has gone. Montaigne won the 2020 selection to sing for Australia in Rotterdam. And at that event, the previous Eurovision singer, Dami Im, said that she would enter the 2021 selection. Now, Montaigne has been carried over to 2021, so she will sing for Australia this year. And Dami Im is unsure if she will enter in the 2022 selection contest. So there's a bit of up in the air, because you got to remember that when you represent your country at Eurovision, you're talking about a good 2 to 3 months blocked out of your diary. So you're not touring, you're doing promotion for Eurovision. All of that sits in there. So you've got to be careful with the timing on that one. But she did say in her interview with the team over at the Eurotrip podcast, which is over at eurovoix.com, great team there, she did hint that her song Paper Dragon would likely have been the 2021 entry. So we can put that on the pile of, could have been a Eurovision song, but isn't. Croatia and preparations for their selection show Dora continue, with one note this week that there will not be a studio audience due to, well, how the world is right now. But they are looking at doing a fan platform for the sort of second screen experience, for viewing, for discussion in real time, and fan votes on who fans think are going to win. That's being considered, so hopefully we'll have more on that as we get closer to the date of their national final. Estonia's running order for the Estee Lau show has been published. Two semi-finals are leading into a grand final. The full list is online, but the tentpole spaces of the opening and closing acts. Semi-final one is Tanya opening, who sung for Estonia in 2014, and Robert and Ivo Lina are closing. Ivo duetted for Estonia back in 1996 at the Song Contest. So there's quite a wide spread there. In the second semi-final, Sissi is opening, and Sirid Tadrukud will be closing. Finland, the seven competing acts for UMK, the Finnish national final, have been announced by broadcaster YLE. Of note here is Axel. He won UMK last year and had the ticket to Eurovision 2020, so he had an entry. But of course, like everybody, he didn't actually take that entry into competition. Now, he previously said he wasn't going to be returning to the 2021 selection programme, but clearly something has changed. He's got a good song, he feels good, so he is one of the seven. Also in that mix is Laura. Now, she has sung previously for Estonia at Eurovision in 2017. She duetted with Koit Tume, who is in the Estonian national final. So it's a long shot, but there is a tantalising duel here from used to be a duet, now singing for different countries. Look, it is a long way to Rotterdam 2021. And if you're looking through even Finland's selection, you've got to think that Teflon Brothers are going to do really well out of that. But, you know, we can have our stories and we can have our potentials, and at some point somebody will have some fan fiction about it, whether it happens or not in real life. Finland's national final takes place on February the 20th. Also of note, by the way, YLE are going to be providing a Russian language commentary track for the show on television for the Russian-speaking population in Finland, and it should be available online as well with both flavours of commentary. Down in France, the 10 jury members for their one-shot national final, which is taking place on the 30th of January, have been announced. In the first round of voting, the public will decide who goes forward to the superfinal, and the jury will get to do one wild card save. And then in that superfinal, there will be a 50-50 split vote between the public votes and the jury votes. Notable jury members here include the Eurovision winner Duncan Lawrence, who won for the Netherlands in 2019 and is still the reigning champion and the longest running reigning champion, at least consecutively, that the song contest has had so far. Also, you have Mary Miriam, who won for France in 1977. Amir represented France in 2016 and is labelled as the head judge. And Natasha St-Pierre sang for France in 2001. And Jean-Paul Gaultier. So a nice wide range of panel jury members going on there. Norway next. We got 10 names from the Norwegian broadcaster NRK. That's not all of the names. Six of those are pre-qualified to the grand final. The other four are singing in Heat 1 this weekend. There are five heats, and the four singers for each heat are announced the Monday before. So you get 6 days to listen to the tracks, get used to them, watch the heat, and then the cycle goes through again. The four competing this Saturday are Beattie Bell, Blasmafian, Jorn and Stina Talling. They're all looking for a ticket because only one of them out of each heat will qualify directly through to the final. There is one wild card available in a second chance show for everybody who hasn't qualified out of the first five heats to sit down and do one last shot to get one last ticket after all of the semi-finals. And of course, six have gone direct to the final. It's going to give us a 12 run in the final. Now, all of those names have been announced, the ones that are going direct. And there's a couple to point out in here, as there always are. Ryan is in there. Ryan Alexander, many felt he got dealt a bad hand in last year's Norwegian final because the televoting system failed and they had to go to a backup jury vote. Now, when they analysed the numbers afterwards, it didn't make any difference to the result. But the idea is still sitting there. So Ryan is going to go direct through to the grand final there. You also have Kaino, who are the returning fan favourites, with their song Spirit in the Sky finishing in sixth place at Eurovision 2019. But winning the televote, there's a lot of love online for Kaino. But over and above all of that, my pick out of those is going to be Tix, T-I-X, Norwegian singer who got two number ones and are number two in the charts last year. He's one of the judges in one of the vocal pop music spinny chair talent shows. He's currently in the top 10 with his new release. So I love what NRK have done here, because those two songs have been released, one for the fans, one for the Norwegian population. Like that, we will bring you the results of the Norwegian national finals and all the national finals that take place every week. Okay, Latvia. No national final here. Last year, winner Samantha Tina has been internally reselected to go forward again, as with the song. But there was a song writing camp, so there's a couple of new songs that Samantha has, and she's going to be releasing some of them on an EP, probably in April, just before the song contest, to help build up the PR and momentum. And no doubt there will be at least one song in there that the fan community are going to go, it should have been that one, not this one. Such is the community. Lithuania also having their national final this weekend, and the songs in the first heat of their show titled Let's Try Again have been recorded. Now, broadcaster LRT has used this approach for many years, pre-recording the entries during the week for the Saturday night show, because they all said, well, the bands can enter, but we don't want to take the opportunity away from them to go out and earn money by gigging on the Saturday night. So they record during the week and they can go out and do gigs on a Saturday night. Obviously, the world is a slightly different place this year, but they're carrying on with the format. And of course, now the recordings mean that there's plenty of time to wipe everything down between the acts. Portugal, the singers for Festival de Canção will be announced next week on the 20th of January. We'll bring you the notable names here in the podcast next week. Of course, the songwriters are already known. They are announced very much in advance. Portugal will be having two semi-finals, followed by the grand final on March the 6th. Two semi-finals are actually the weeks before. They're not running the whole thing on one day. They're not Italy. Ukraine, returning act Go A have confirmed that their song has been selected. No details yet. It's not going to be released until at least February, but the hint that they've given us is that it's based on the folklore of a certain region. Make of that what you will. And finally for this section, over to Sweden. A couple of things here. One addition to the legion of guest hosts, that's going to be Pernilla Wahlgren, who will be joining Per Andersson to guest host semi-final four alongside permanent host Christer Bjorkman. And also the running order for the four heats of Melody Festivalen have been announced. We don't know the songs yet. We get to hear little clips of them like the Thursday before the Saturday. And then we hear a 2-minute cut on the Friday. And then on Saturday, we hear the full 3-minute song. So the first time we hear them fully is when we watch them live on SVT in Sweden and online at svt.se. I'm not going to go again, like previous countries, I'm not going to go through all the running order here, but let's take those tentpole opening and closing numbers. Kadiatu will be opening Heat 1 with Danny Sacedo closing. Anton Ewald will open up Heat 2 and Daughter will be closing. Now, Daughter nearly won last year. She lost her, I think, by a single point. Heat 3, longtime Eurovision legend Charlotte Pirelli will be opening with Tuesday closing. And the final heat, Heat 4, Tess Merkel will be opening and Eric Saad will be closing. The last spot in the last heat, which here is from Eric Saad, is commonly seen as the big draw and where the potential winner is slotted in by the production team. Although last year the winners were the first song in the first heat, so as far away as you could possibly get. Those winners were the Mamas, of course, and they are returning this year. They are slap bang in the middle of the running order of Heat 4 with their song In the Middle. Gotta love that Swedish humour. Okay, what have we got coming up? And ESE Insight and all our friends. Well, our musical moments of the year, part one from the editorial team, part two from the friends of the parish, are posted up there just now. And we also have an article about how much fun it is to see the start of the national final season up on our Patreon page for our supporters, www.patreon.com/ESE Insight for the latter and ESEinsight.com for the former. As always, a shout out to those of you listening on the podcast radio. If you're on the radio, you'll have just heard our musical interlude. If you're not and you're listening to the podcast, well, you know, the radio lot have a music license that we can use. So www.thepodcastradio.co.uk, and we're up there Saturdays at 3 p.m. My weekly pop around Europe music show, Europe's Heartbeat, has returned for season 5 with the big chart hits, the new releases, and some of the key songs that are popping up in the national finals across Europe. You can listen at Radio 6 International, radio6.com, 11 GMT every Saturday, or listen again through our website, europesheartbeat.com. Dates for your diary, we got a couple. Saturday, January the 16th, Heats 1 in Lithuania and Norway. The Portuguese artists are going to be revealed on Wednesday the 20th of January, and just to keep you in place for next week, Saturday, January the 23rd, it's the second heat in Lithuania and the second heat in Norway. There we are. The Gloria is building. The Eurovision Song Contest grows near, and we're going to have results coming in, songs falling at the wayside, and artists moving forward. hoping to get the ticket to Rotterdam 2021 and this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Stay with the Insight News Podcast, we'll keep you up to date. Stay with the SE Insight, we'll give you all the analysis. And until we meet again online, in your ears, through your eyes, or however, stay safe, be kind. Ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. This week's ESC Insight News podcast was written by Ewan Spence and the ESC Insight team, hosted by Ewan Spence, and you can find it more at www.escinsight.com.